This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Here's the harsh truth about investing. Having a consistent and data-based approach can tell you everything you need to know about the stock market. Valuation, earnings potential, where we are in the economic cycle, but it tells you nothing about timing. In other words, the outcome of the fundamentals of the market are inevitable, but rarely punctual. Sometimes you can be wrong for a long period of time, even if the work leads to the right conclusions. But what's the alternative? Relying on blind luck? Well, sure, you can treat the stock market like a casino, and in return, it will treat you like a gambler. The overwhelming majority of people lose at the casino. While yes, there are some millionaires made, luck is a part of life. Are billionaires very smart people? Most probably. Were they extremely lucky? Most definitely. Fortunately, when it comes to financial planning, the goal is not necessarily to become an investment billionaire. The goal is to retire comfortably and when we desire. And we don't need much luck to achieve that. There are simple strategies to make it happen. Buy and hold, make regular investments instead of trying to time the market, and diversify. All these things you might find boring or cliche for us to talk about. Achieving long-term financial prosperity is a marathon, not a sprint. And even if you navigate correctly, the path to success may not seem triumphant for a substantial period of time. Today, we will look back at the first half of 2023, the predictions we made, how they're going, and what lies ahead for the second half. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of June 19th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. To begin 2023, we had two major themes in our market predictions. First, international markets were and still are extremely cheap and due for a rebound. And yes, this has proven right. The Nikkei 225, Japan's benchmark for stocks, recently reached a high not seen in over 30 years after a nearly 30% rise in the first half of 2023. In Europe, the Euro Stoxx 600 index is also performing well. Are these economies wonderful and problem-free? Definitely not. But their markets were cheap by every possible metric you could find, and the market loves a good deal. The second theme we put forward was that U.S. stocks are and were, and perhaps still are, quite expensive and could face headwinds given the economic risks of a potential recession towards the end of this year and into 2024. Now with the S&P 500 index, the benchmark for U.S. stocks, up by approximately 15% as of June 19th, one may think we got this wrong. However, had we added that in January, multiple banks are likely to go bankrupt at some point in the first half of the year, the war in Ukraine will get worse, and people will speculate if the United States will default on its debt, I think you would agree that these would be significant challenges and might lend credence to the fact that the U.S. equity market might face some challenges. But Mr. Market moves in mysterious ways. An AI chatbot launched last November and propelled the NASDAQ to its best start of the year of all time, up 35% in 5 months. Who would have thought that? That's the beauty of the stock market. We don't know what we don't know. The risks and events that are most widely feared or weighted usually aren't the ones that end up mattering. Currently, there's a major shift in sentiment happening. The market is moving from fear to greed. Because of this, the questions we are receiving are now changing. When we began 2023, people asked us about recession and inflation, and that changed to the debt ceiling. Now, people are wondering if it's too late to get in. Nobody wants to miss the party. Our answer, honestly, however, hasn't changed much. Yes, we are still facing a risk of recession that could be softened by a strong labor market. Valuations are still very stretched in the United States, especially compared to the rest of the world, and we still don't think earnings are going to be especially strong through the remainder of this year. That doesn't mean we are getting out of the U.S. market altogether, though. Investment decisions are not binary. It's not all in or all out. But we are once again trimming our best performing asset classes and rebalancing into cheaper areas of the market. It has been said that the market returns were driven by a handful of stocks, what we are calling the waitful eight. But lately, there has been a definite broadening of the rally. Small cap stocks are experiencing a resurgence, and banking issues appear to have subsided for now. So there are definitely opportunities out there. Now, the first half of 2023 have exceeded our expectations. If overall returns slow down in the second half, it could very well slow down for the more expensive areas of the market, shifting to the cheaper areas. This highlights the importance of diversification. There's no law preventing the NASDAQ from repeating what it has already did, or has already done through the first half of 2023. But the law of averages seems to indicate that the best opportunities may lie elsewhere. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.